Okay, welcome to Web Intersect Part 27, where we're learning how to build custom social networks and communities, simple base systems, using PHP, MySQL, and little Flash ActionScript 3. So here we are in our Flash ActionScript 3 header, and what we're going to do is make some room here in between, right here, in between the login button and the two form fields for email and password. Let's move these over to about there. And let's move this login button over a little bit. And so after I finish this lesson, I'm going to update all of the source package to have all the new scripts and the new header here. You can see I'm working inside the goofy header. The goofy source package header. Okay, so now I'm going to put on this frame, on this keyframe, on keyframe 2 of the not logged in stuff, I'm going to place a remember me box. There it is. Let's drag it into place. Let's put it about right there. And I'm going to show you how I made that in a second. I'm going to move all this over. I need a little more space. That forgot password, I'm going to make that into a button in this tutorial. It's going to be much like this link here. It's just going to lead to the forgot password page. And let's go ahead and move this login button over. That's going to be super simple. Actually, we can do that right now. See this text, how it says target self, it has a link on it. I'm going to do the same to this text. Give it a link, target self, and let's go ahead and make that go to forgot pass. It's just a regular text field, static text with a link on it. You don't have to put the PHP, I don't think. You can just put forgot pass if you want, but I'm going to stick the PHP on there. Okay, so there's the forgot pass, there's the login button. Let's move the remember me button over a little bit. And these can go back over a little bit. Maybe to about right there. Okay. So when they add their email, or when they place in their email, they place their password, and then they just click this little box here, and then they log in, we're going to add some new functionality. Now first let me show you how the box is made so you understand that. And what it is a movie clip inside of Flash. We created a movie clip here, and it's just a simple little rectangle, and I'm going to show you what it's comprised of in a second. It's got an instance name of remember checkbox, and inside of it, if you double click inside of it, you'll see on the layer 1, I'm going to rename that box graphics backs. Box graphics, and that's just the actual box, the rectangle. It's just a little white rectangle with a black border. And on frame 1, on an actions layer, we also have a check layer here. But on the actions layer, well, let me show you the check layer first. On the check layer, frame 1, keyframe 1 is empty. On keyframe 2, there's a little graphic symbol I have there, which you can have any kind of. I just drew it out with the pen tool. I think it's a movie clip that has groups inside of it. And I tinted it black. Or you can tint yours white. You see, if mine wasn't tinted black, it would be white. Because when I created it, it was white. And so I just tinted mine black so it would show up. But originally, when I made this checkbox, it was on a black checkbox. So I had a white check. I just wanted you guys to know that if you looked at it and you were like, why is that black when the inside of it is all white? It's because I have a tint set on it. Okay, before I discuss the action script that's inside of that little checkbox, let's make sure we get a good reference of where we are first. Here we are looking at all the not logged in stuff. Here's the checkbox movie clip. Double click inside of it, and there's action script on two keyframes here. On the first keyframe, and I even added a sound that I give you guys. No charge. So on the first layer, the action script, you guys are going to like this one because it shows you how to code a button or a movie clip symbol from inside itself, but referencing this timeline. It's very interesting the way I did it. So I'm inside of the movie clip symbol, that is a button, basically, and I'm referencing the parent, but it has this instance name, you see? Movie clip that parent that. I wonder if I use this, if that would work. Who knows? You might be able to use this dot button mode equals true, but I'm not even sure. But I was just fascinated that this method worked right here, the movie clip dot parent, and then referred to the actual item itself inside of it. It's just nutty the way that works. But it works nicely, and it's set to have a event listener, and the button mode for the checkbox is set to true. So that way when the person's mouse goes over that checkbox, it shows the little hand symbol so they know they can click that thing. And so what we do is, inside of the remember checkbox, we say if is checked, because we set a var, a boolean var here, a boolean variable of is checked, and the value is set to false. So the var name is in check, is checked, and the value is false. So here we say if is checked equals false, we'll go to and stop 2. That's if the person is trying to click the button. So if it is checked, it's on this keyframe and it's empty, and they happen to click it, it shoots to this keyframe where it's not empty, shows the check. And then else, it's set to go to and stop 1, so that means else it would be on frame 2, so go to and stop 1. It's like toggle functionality. It'll just put the check on either blank or not. And then we can reference that in the code. So here on frame 2, we just say is checked equals true. So this variable of is checked, this boolean variable, is what we use here in the parent timeline in the coding. And I'm going to pop that in and discuss it with you right now. Right, so when they press login, remember the validate and send function? That's the one that we're going to add this remember me checkbox code to. So in the validate and send section, or function, right inside of that, bring the existing code down a couple of lines. We're going to pop in this code here. And I even have nice code comment that separates it from the rest. And what it does is, it says it sets a variable for remember choice, and that's just a string set as a string variable. Now we can use it here, and we say if remember checkbox, which is the instance name on this checkbox, see, if the remember checkbox dot current frame inside of it equals 2, then the remember choice is obviously yes, because the check mark is visible and we're on frame 2 inside that movie clip. Else, we're on frame 1 inside that movie clip, and so the remember choice would be no. So that pretty much ends the whole section that you need to add functionality to that. Now, where you're going to pass a variable, let's pass one more variable here. And this is how easy this is. You pass a variable of remember, let's just call it remember, and that's the variable that we want to use. Whether it's yes or no, we want to send it. Okay, so the variables remember equals remember choice, which this would be a yes or a no, depending on if they click the checkbox or not, to be remembered. So now, once this all gets sent to PHP, then you can use regular PHP coding for setting cookies and everything like that, which I'm going to show you right now. There's three existing source scripts in the package that we're going to manipulate to make this happen. We don't have to create any new scripts. We're just going to manipulate existing ones that we have already. And the first one's going to be login.php. And since I've already had this remember me functionality working on the site for a couple of weeks now, mine is already in place, so I'm just going to explain to you what we added to the scripts. Okay? In this login.php script, we have one line here that we added. Remember that remember me variable that I just created in Flash? That gets posted as well as the email and password. We scoop that up into a local PHP variable. And so that's one line we added. And then the other 6 lines that we added to the script are right here. And I separated those off with a nice code comment there about what they're doing. And this is after the close the while loop that runs the login check, remember? After we close that while loop, I added 6 lines here. That's one if condition. And the if condition is that if that remember me variable equals yes, then we set cookie. You can read up all about set cookie on php.net. You can search that function and read up all about it. The user contributed notes are really helpful and everything too. So if you want to set a cookie, all you have to do is claim the cookie name right there, the information that the cookie would hold, which is going to be dynamic information. We're going to hold our user ID, their first name, their email, and their pass, and we name the cookies accordingly. See? And then you just have to set your time. Ours is set to about 2 months. So now, the second file that we manipulated, and basically the 7 lines is all I added to that script, and it works just nice. So the check user log script is a little more complicated, and I'll discuss that one with you right now. Okay, in this one, what I had to do was add another condition to see if the cookie was not set here. So if the session ID is not set, well, first of all, if the postcode from Flash equals check log, then we run these two conditions here, which you can combine them if you're slick. But I just want to show basic functionality because this is all about learning, remember. This is not about the best optimized system, because this is not it, guys. This is just a basic learning tool. Okay? So here, if we go to look at what these if conditions are doing here, the first one is saying if is not set the session ID, then we're going to execute this code. And this code states that if is not set the session cookie of the ID cookie that we created upon login now, then we execute this code. Return message to Flash equals not logged in, and we exit like normal. Okay, so that's what I added for that, was another condition in there. That's pretty basic. So here we connect to the database like normal. Yep, this is all normal. And here we have some new functionality. Okay, so here we said if cookies are set but no session ID is set, we set it below and update the last logged in date field in the database. So if is set the cookie ID, that means if it's set and they have created a cookie by using that remember me functionality, then we know that their ID and their first name and their email and their password is all equal to their cookies that are saved on their computer. And that's how cookies work. Cookies are saved, they're little tiny packets of information that are saved on the user's computer. That way it can be referred to locally for them. And so we know what all those things are, so we just pass it right into the local variables there like we would session, and then we set sessions out of those variables, just basically logging them in without having them go through all the steps of logging in. That's what remember me functionality is all about. And this is the magic of it right here. See how I'm setting the sessions back for them? If their cookies happen to be set. Now we say, yep, the first variable, or the first if condition right above that one is the one that is, if their session happens to be set already, we don't even have to look for their cookie to be set. So that's why this if condition runs first. But then we run that nice cookie if condition here, and we set all the cookies, we use all the cookie data, if their session happens to not be set yet, to actually set the sessions. That's what that's doing. And then we can access the value of these two session variables for use in SQL statement below, and also for sending these two variables into the flash header for use and display like we normally do. So here we're going to update the last log date field or not. So we check the visit, we check the last visit date does not equal today. And this is important functionality if you want to retain knowing when the user last logged in, because if they have cookies set, they're not going to be logging in continually. They'll stay logged in. So you have to run this little bit of code to set their last login date to when they've last visited the site. That's what this is doing here. So we check that the last visit date does not equal today. So here we select the last log date from my members where the ID equals this member's ID. And then we run a while loop to actually access that data and grab that date out. So once we grab that date, we can use it in a condition here. And first we grab today's date. So here we run the while loop, we grab the date that they last logged in, and then we create a variable for today's date. And here we make the dates the same format, that way we can compare them. This line is making those two dates the same format. It makes the last log date the same format as today's date here. And then we can run this if comparison. This condition here says if the last log date equals or does not equal today's date, then we run a MySQL query to update today their last log date to now or today, where ID equals ID. So I hope that makes sense to you. So basically what we're saying is if their last log date does not equal today, we're updating it to today in case they happen to be using cookies, because they're not using the regular login functionality that somebody actually manually logging in would be. So that's what that means. You gotta make your script, your check user log, a little bit smarter if you want to use session cookies, if you want to set cookies for your users so they don't have to continuously log in. So it just has to be set up a little bit smarter, and that's pretty much it. That's all I added to that code. And I left the original, see here, this is the original check user log script without the remember me feature for you to reference. Aren't I a nice guy? This is what this whole script was before I added the cookie functionality to it. Now let's look at the logout.php. So you should have a pretty good grip on what was added, because I explained it all pretty thoroughly, and what the old one was before we added this cookie and remember me functionality. So in logout.php, this was very simple. All we had to do was add a few lines to grab the see here I put added for remember me feature to set the cookies to a time in the past. So that's basically all you have to do when somebody has cookies set. And you want to look for if they have cookies set, so we put a condition on it. If is set the cookie ID cookie, that means all the cookies are set for that person. You set cookies like we did before, but this time we give it the value of nothing, and the time is way in the past, so that way the cookie is expired no longer good, no longer valid. So that's exactly what we do there, is pretty much just crumbling the cookie. And then we can session destroy like normal here and print the message back to Flash or whatever HTML header you might have. And that's pretty much that. That gives you remember me functionality. And so I'm going to be updating the source package, and we're going to take a break for a while from this tutorial series. Okay, so that concludes parts 1 through 27 is going to conclude Web Intersect version 1.0. Anything else that gets added to the system, I'm going to take a break from these tutorials for a little while and focus on some other things that I'd like to focus on. But I'm going to come back to this eventually, and what I'm going to do is archive 1 through 27 and its source package as version 1.0. Anything that gets added to it will be 1.1 and 1.2, blah 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 blah. Okie dokie, we'll see you guys soon.